There's a chayyar which points out that whatever you hold, going to be bishul achav bishul, whether you'll get bishul achav bishul or bishul achav bishul, when it comes to melting metal, that there's yesh bishul achav bishul. So the fact that you melted metal into the shape of a pot, then you melt the metal again, then you melt the metal again. Each time you melt the metal, it's a new maisa. There's no roshim at all left over from the fat that was melted the previous time in regards to what's happening now. So he holds yesh bishul achav bishul. So there's an interesting chazanish. The chazanish handles the shaila of so that applies to bishul also, even though the sheer bishul is machab and drusoy, the chatzishir is also in the Torah. See, he holds, if you take a pot, an empty pot, and you put it down on the, to make a black or something on Shabbos, you have a problem with chatzishir because you're heating it, not the full shear of the coming melting, but chatzishir is also in the Torah. Built, it's a problem. So what's the case of putting a kadeira down, which is some of the kadeira made out of keris? Keris, whatever it's baked is baked, and that's it. But putting a metal pot down would be a problem. You know, it's also to do that. And it's a fair question, and that's, you know, so Rav Moshe's makel on this issue of putting down the pot. And I would point out that it's because we feel confident it's not going to get to the point of melting. Some which have the chash is actually going to melt. That's not a problem. That's a different ball game. So an example of that is, you know, halacha says that a blech does, except you're the chazanish. A blech is minimal. Right? You can put a piece of aluminum foil down and count as a blech. But one person pointed out to me, so theoretically, if you have a pot on the fire, and you realize you want to do chazara, you can pick the pot up, put down a piece of foil, put the pot back down, and now you can do chazara later on. Not such a smart idea. Somebody one time did that, of course, the foil started just sitting directly on a small flame, the foil started to melt. So I would not suggest that as a form of a blech. You can put a cookie sheet down or something like that, you know, that would be acceptable, but don't put a piece of foil down.
Why do you put a normal pot?
So that even the Chazanish says that once there's water inside of it, it doesn't go to the process of melting. Now, do you argue in a case where you put it in such a place, eventually all the water will boil out, and eventually it'll start to melt? Is that called you did a mice and causing it to chatzishir according to Chazanish? With the cheshbon, maybe, but Pasha's not. Okay, leads us to the next point. Order. So the Magarim comes along and says, "There's a law, you can't put down water or food or something like that in a place where it could reach Yatzeletus Bo, even though you plan to remove it before it gets to Yatzeletus Bo. You still can't put it there. You can't put it in that malka. Why not? Tosis enough in Chesam and Aleph. Tosis in Chesam and Aleph says." The reason why you can't do it is because we're afraid you're going to forget and leave it there, and in Mela, eventually it's going to come to Bishul. Mohan Ram says that doesn't apply to a case where the issue is putting a metal there that it's going to be matik or a beggar there, it's going to be nisraf, because if it happens, it's any miskavim, because it's lo nicholai. So you have to be mazbah means that. So why don't you say the same argument to Cheshbon also? I'm putting it there with the plan to remove it before it gets the Yatzeletus Bo, and then if I forget, it's Enim is Gavit. So you have to say the Tosis hold that that's not called Enim is Gavit. The way Magarim is learning that's not called Enim is Gavit. Because the mice, I want to heat up my pot, and I really would like to make a Yatzeletus Bo. I have this halacha requirement not to get the Yatzeletus Bo. Right? So I'm putting it in a bucket where it could cook the Yatzeletus Bo. Now, I don't want my pot to melt. I really don't want it to melt. So I'm over there, my intent badafka is not. So over there, the reason why I'm removing it is not because I have a halachic imperative, which is forcing me to not want it, because I bet some don't want it. But over here, I want my pot to heat. And when it heats up, in the end, they say, you know, I mean, you're really, really frum, okay? The guy says, oh, yeah, it was Chol Shabbos. Most people say, wow, I have hot food. I bathed in a bayer. You know. So that the Muslim does not see that as any miskaven. But in a case where the chashash is it's going to come to tachas mateches, which I don't want it to melt. I really don't want my pot to start drooping. You know, so over there, that's called any miskaven. Now, what about a case, really like the side issue a little bit? So there's more going on later on putting seeds into water, which will cause them to sprout, is called zareya. You know, you put your potato into water, eventually, you know, right. So apparently there was some way that they would feed the animals. They would put the feed into the water, and they would animal eat it together. Let's say it's not an issue of losh, a scenario of losh. Okay. While I'm saying it, right, there's an interesting din. It helped us, you know, Elisha. Somebody went through Elisha. It's a Shin Chaval. Right. There's a din of Lisha, which is a shin mem of Zera Shumshman. You learn that, right? Fascinating din. You take Zera Shumshman and you put it into water. It's called Yichai because of Lush. The nature of it apparently is that it absorbs liquid and it becomes a mass. Metamucil. Right. I don't know if you ever take a metamucil. So I one point in life I had to take metamucil for regularity. It was a middle seder. I said, well, David should come. I'll just prepare for four seder. And I'll, middle seder, I'll go out and I'll drink it. So that was great. It worked for one day. Come out and there's this mass. The whole cup is now one mass. Its whole function is the way it absorbs liquid and it becomes a mass. So you mix it up and you drink it, that doesn't happen. It happens inside your stomach, which is that's the goal. But it happens inside the cup. It doesn't help you because you can't drink it. Right? So now the question is, right, can I mix it on Shabbos, potentially doing a Ma'aseh Elisha? It's Kai, the case over there in Shin Mem is Kai. So with the scenario over there in Shin Mem and Rob, it's talking about a case where it's not kind of mass like that. But why is it Kai Mal Tzureya? So I'm doing it to feed the animal. I have no intent that the feed should be left over and be might start sprouting. So therefore, even if it does sprout at the end, that wasn't my intent. That's called the Mishnah Miskaven. Even though I'm putting it in a place where eventually some of it might be left over and become like that, but that's not what I'm trying to do. So I'm doing a scenario where I'm relying on something else coming in to swoop in and sort of prevent it from happening. I'm putting over there, relying my animal's going to sort of like eat it all up, right? That's mutter. That's mutter. We don't look at that like with the argument that, you know, I'm doing a ma'aseh zareya. I'm putting this thing in the water. That's called zareya. And you know, there's an outside thing which is. So I was mentioning to Micha yesterday. So I think I mentioned to you once the shaila. About the paratrooper, trainer? Sounds familiar? Okay. So the Vicious of Rum brings that he was asked to Shiloh, and he spoke in Cleveland, and he said this over. He was asked to Shiloh by a person, a person who was a trainer in the Israeli army. He trained paratroopers. And so part of the process of training them is you only have to jump out of the plane. So you always have the recruits are a little bit hesitant, so his job is to push them out. So he wants to know, is that mutter? Pushing a person out of a plane at 10,000 feet usually is considered risky, right? Relying on the fact that the stupid idiot is going to pull the ripcord and open his parachute. So am I allowed to do a ma'aseh ritzicha relying on the fact that the guy will save himself? That was a shaila. That's a shaila, right? It's a shmaka shaila. Come on, right? So he had the shaila two ways. He had the shaila. Apparently, the first time they do it, there actually is a ripcord attached to the plane. So if the fellow doesn't open for the ripcord, it automatically, if the shaila goes down, it pulls the ripcord for the guy. So that's probably better. I mean, of course, it might not function, but usually it doesn't, right? Hopefully, right? But eventually, you do it the second stage. Usually, that stage way. Usually most people are jumping up on themselves already, but you know, you always have a hesitant one. So is that mutter? So he said, okay, so I'll give you a more daily shiloh. He says, am I allowed to inject a medicine into a person which will cause them to stop breathing, relying on the fact that I'm going to resuscitate him? What? I'll tell you in a second. What do you say? Right? Sounds a little bit sketchy, right? Well, every time a person goes into an anesthesia, that's what they do. When they intubate the tube, they give him a medicine which actually relaxes the chest muscles. He stops breathing because the muscles don't work. He stops breathing. And then they intubate it. They do it with the heart lung machines. Anytime you use it, you're using the machine during a surgery. Just the intubation, just for aspiration alone. That is enough. That's how they do. So it's much more controlled. So it's safer during surgery. They're relying on the person to breathe themselves. So you're actually killing him, because the person injecting something which affects the person breathing has a dinner ritzicha, and then you're saving him. As I mutter, we say that's mutter. That's a smog and a rum, right? You're putting your seed into the water, relying on the fact which is not semicha, because you're planning to have the animal. Even if it's not yourself, if the animal is going to do it, you know, the animal says, you know, I don't like this stupid seed. You're like, walk away. Now what do you do? You're not called zareya. It's me matzmiach. I didn't do it. Interestingly enough, Ramosha says that Ramosha wants to learn some of the Rishonim over here, that Mirabonon over here by the case of Bishul, over here, I'm not batzam isnagid to the result. I guess theoretically, if you really don't like the guy, you really like have to doubt that he should not pull the ripcord. You know, that's a different issue. But the average case, you want him to pull the ripcord, right? But over here, like I said, by the case of metal, I don't want it to melt. But the case of the food, I would like it to be hot. You have to let us both. I have a halachic requirement otherwise. So that becomes. So Marshall learns that's the alumnus of the other Rishonim do not bring Tosfos and Cheshbon of Shema Yishkach. They just say Be'atzim, it's Osir. Because I'm doing a Ma'aseh Bishul. Now, I want to add a Kedesh. Bishul, Be'atzim is a fascinating Malacha, because Bishul is Be'atzim Agrama. So I'm putting it in a place where eventually a little heat. That's Bishul. I did a Ma'aseh Bishul, relying on the fact that later on I'm going to swoop in, or somebody else is going to swoop in and take it away. So they said it's Osir. Right? That's the alumnus of the Osirim. So a couple of them are going to Roman says, yeah, but in the case of you, Badafka, don't want that, so it's not called a Maisa Bishul. Because in the case of metal, it's not. Okay, interesting. Kinesh. No, because then that's I want to feed it.
So it's just the
Kavanah alone. So this is, even though someone might get left over, I'm not doing that. Okay. Now, so let's tell you interesting. The Prima Gadim says over here, in a case where it's mistar, but you're going to remember to take it off, he holds his mutter.
Which A is not an erva, and B.
The Prima Gadim says over here that in a case where it's mistar, but you're going to remember to take it off, so it's mutter. According to the Rishonim, I'm not so sure that should be true. Right? There was, in case of the Matechus, is a different ball game. The Prima Gadim on that Magen Aram, but in the case of Matechus, he says, so you see in the case, it's Mistabra, you're going to remember to do it, it's Mutter. That's not what the Magen Aram says. The Rebbe says, it's called Enemy Skaven because you don't want it to melt. That falls for the Magen Aram. He's saying, you see that the case where you don't want it, it's Mutter. In case you it's Mistabra, you're going to remember to do it, it's Mutter. That's what Prima Gadim says. And according to Mersh, I don't think that's true.
What Rebbe is explaining earlier, Ram, that Bishul's only a Malacha when you're going to have it for the result of Bishul?
I'm saying the other round, when you're in Mekama, Dafka, not for the result of Bishul, it's not called a Malacha.
Would it apply to something that's very easily burnt?
If there's a point where it's going to get burnt, it's going to get cooked before it gets burnt, so then it wouldn't apply. The point over here is, as soon as it starts melting, that's the point of Bishul, that's the point of when you don't want it. Right, so you're never going to have, but if over here, I would like it to get to Yatza lettuce bow and cook, but I just don't want it to burn. So that's what I'm not, you know.
It has to be something that you want it warm, but to the, when it would get to Yatza lettuce bow, then it would burn.
Right. So now getting back to the chazanish of chatzis shir, so you can shell it to yourself. Okay. Periskayin, cooking things which are edible raw, right? So don't know whether you got to the. So, the Rambam says that Mavashal Dover Shemoshu Kol Tzarcha Shein Tzarch Bishul Klal Potter. So, Rav Eger understands that the Rambam holds not like the Shita which the Shulchan Aruch brought before, that cooking things which are edible raw is only is not the Raisa, because it's not worse than Mavushal Tzarcha. That's the way Rav Eger learns the Rambam. But the Shar Tzion and Kuf Yedalit said, he quotes the Rambam. He says, "Pashal niyaz daiti the hainu davar shenam mishtabeach klal ayirei bishul." The fuke peres tochi agabin shehu mishtabeach ayirei bishul. He says, "I'll prove it to you, because what about the Gemara that ma'im has a dinner bishul? Ma'im you can drink it without being cooked. So ma'im can you drink without being cooked? So you see that the ma'isa when you cook it, you're chayiv. So why should peres be any different?" The Maim Loy Otav Kamei Peris. He says, I'm not going to run. He brings the Birka Yosef, and he's stopping whether it's a Chiyav in the Terminator Bonon. Rashi and Dalad over there, he's showing him as Yesh Mishem Yishu Bishol. It's Mashas the Raisa. Prima Gadam says over here, it's Mashas the Chiyav, it's the Raisa. Chay Kosav Graz, the Chay Otav. So, talk to a question. We've been grappling with this question of that. What is the fine mavushal kol tzarcha in Islam of Yafal? So, I have apples. Apples really taste good, and they also taste good. Baked apples also taste good. So a person goes and makes the apples. So I said, "Oh, that's guy. That's visual because you changed it." And some of Yafal, like, why is something which is raw, which you now make it quote unquote mishtabeach ayin bishul, but it was totally usable beforehand, called bishul, and something which is mavushal kol tzarcha, and you make it misam of yafaloi, not called bishul. If you learn the Rambam Kipshuta, it's not a kasher, because misam of yafaloi is not called bishul, and cooking peiris is not called bishul either, right? But because of Mishabur, the Mishabur says Pasha to him, he says, so what should I buy Mayim? So that's an Igle Tal, handle the Shiloh, the getter by Mayim might be because the by Mayim, the whole Yusud of the Bishul is the heat. It's not the Bishul.
Why can't you have it by everything? That's why you're going to buy it.
Because most things, the purpose of the Maisa Bishul is to change it. And there is this Milo of having it hot. Water. Adarabba, the only thing you have is the heat. There's never anything more than that.
The Mishabur is the Yimachma that it's time to get low. Is a problem?
No. The question is why not? Okay, so I'm leaving you with the aura. I don't have a good answer. Next point. So the Ramon Tesvov brings the Arminig is if it's Lonisan the Gamre, it's Mutter. So Losh and Ramos, when Logal Hokal Bazet, Imonisan of the Gamre. So that's the Losh and the Ramon and Shuba says that he wrote his Losh and very, very, very carefully. And a Losh of the Nogu does not necessarily indicate that you're supposed to do like that, it just means that's what people do. He's recording the minute, he's saying that if you do the minute, I can't say you're doing something wrong, but if you'd ask me personally, I might tell you that you shouldn't be doing it. I'm not committing to accepting this minute. So the Maisa, what should you do? So Mishabur over here does not even though the record of the Mechaber, it's a problem. But Minig Lahakal Bazeh, the son was a Yeshua Kilim Kosman Shalom Nisan Lagarm. But Minig Lahakal Bazeh, the Mishabur did not really tell me what he would like me to do or not. So what's interesting is that they're back in Ration and Gimel. Back in Ration and Gimel, says the sin over there was So the Mechaber says that part of the reason why he's worried about it because one eventually won't put yatzah lettuce. But according to the Kharim, so the Kharim point out that according to that which we're knowing later on, Shenyut Ches, according to Ramua, that as long as Nisan Lagamri, it's okay. So over here it's also going to be Mutter. You shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it. Okay, and if it's not on the gamri for sure. That is no tzadikul. So it means the case where he's talking is not the son of the gamri, and he's saying, it's not proper. It's not appropriate to do that. That means the Mishabura seems to be quoting the Magen Avraham that it's a best finished, right? Now we saw last time that the Magen Avraham learns up in the Ramah that Mikra Din. The Ramah's lashon is, even though Midaraisa Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul, Ramah's agreeing. The Ramah's shaysik to the Mechaber in Sifdal. It means the Ramah's agreeing to the Mechaber that we hold, or at least we're chayshus that Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul Midaraisa, even by Lo Nisan on the Gamri. But there's a meaning to mean the Kula, and the Prima Gadim pointed out that it's to being Noeg the Kula Mimian Hagam Lo Midina. It's not appropriate that meaning. But the Prima Gadim wound up on the Magen Avraham. So of course it should be Yeshiv Machmer L'Chav Kila. We mentioned that the Chazanish and Ramosha both are on record saying that that's not pshat in the Ramah. It's all the way around. It really makes sure that ain't bishul after bishul. But if it's nisan legamri, it's very obvious what you're doing. It looks like a bishul. You can't do it. If it's nisan legamri, so then people don't perceive it as a bishul. So it's okay because we can that ain't bishul after bishul. But the Mishabura seems to be weighing it over there on the side of like the Magen Avraham. But I saw in the Sefer, what's his name again? Megillah Sefer. So he brings that Chacham Echad was Ma'arihim to a Shar HaTzion in the Sivkat and Samach Hay. So he's dealing over here with, you know, making tea scents all the way at the end. Okay. But in a case where. A case where it's mutter lashon l'chav kaisa zeh kli sheni chalav shenitzdana, but you shouldn't do irim kli rishon. Chayashas ha'enu tzoynen humavadei toiv lotzis b'legidei kol adayah. So if you can keep it, then it should be not tzoynen. He doesn't mean it should be yotz lettuce, but he just means it should be enu tzoynen. Then the Sharasiyan says, okay, now you have the essence is not tzoynen. So what's your best eitzah? But with the type of yourself, Shiyar Ramayim Lethecha essence, you should do Iri Kli Rishon. But there's that Gamadasa Choshim Letzviya, right? Because when there's an issue of why isn't it Tzviya, so we hold Ein Tzviya Ba'Echlin. There's a Malach of Tzviya doesn't apply to Echlin. There is a Shita which holds that there is Tzviya Ba'Echlin, and therefore, but that Shita holds that if I have already the water sitting in the cup and I pour in the essence and I color it, that's called Tzviya. If I have the essence in the cup first, so it's ready tzavua, and I just add the water, it's not obvious. I'm going to say tzviya. We're not machmir to say tzviya ba'ichlin in that scenario. So, according to the Magen Avraham, the Prima Rabbanan is the Magen Avraham, that midina yesh bishul achar bishul, and this is a pasuk that really makes it. This meaning is really incorrect. It's chashash another isa. So that you know. I have a choice between being worried about bishul achabishul and doing irik kli rishon onto the essence, which is going to be a shalav bishul achabishul, or be worrying about this shitas yichidah of tzviya ba'echlin. The Mishmura says, no, we're at the shitas yichidah. So if he learns like the Magen Avraham, this in the Stavra, that would not be what he would have said. Alamai, he's learning mikra than ain bishul achabishul. So hey, you know, if that's not a problem, the only issue you can chaperain tzvi also. Why not chaperain tzvi also? That's his diak in the Shavat Tzvi. I think it's a good diak. It's not 100% mukhruch. Because he's assuming that irikli rishon onto a liquid would go into the issue. Now, there's when you learn yoredeya, you get a fascinating sugya over there. Iri is only mabashal kleklipa. So kleklipa, let's say a case of boser b'cholam, you have you ask the kleklipa on the boser, you don't ask the kleklipa on the liquid. One of the hasberim is because since it mixes immediately, it's not mabashal kleklipa. Doesn't affect kleklipa. So then there's no bishul over here. Even if you hold bishul habishul, any of the essence is cooled off, right? I mean, he's being cautious before not to pour it in. I mean, he's being cautious for that. But maybe he's arguing in this scenario. It'll be something that I don't know. So he could maybe argue that.
This is a tzad to the chaskila. What I'm saying now is a tzad that the iro to liquids, even if held iro, would be a tzad to the chaskila.
That would be a tzad to the chaskila. I mean, Mishabura's mice is machmer not to do it. Not to do iri from a klirishin onto a liquid which never was cooked.
If it wouldn't be kedikli,
then
that would be
mosafas. Yeah, it's not doing anything, right? I mean, there are other ways to be masked with that Ramah over there. Okay, Hagasa. So Lamaisa, I think the Diyak of the Mishabura over here seems to be accepted that the minhag is not that the Mishabura is not coming to suggest like the Magen Avraham you should be mach. Okay, Hagasa. So it's fascinating din of Hagasa. Same animal which called Hagasa is an Isidaraisa. You're being Mikar Bishal Ayah, that's a Farisha Gemara. Mikar Bishal Ayah, and that's an Isidaraisa. If a person would have a food which is not mabashal kol tzaracha, and he doesn't do hagasa, but he wants to be mitzi bekaf, also not, because the ma'aseh, as you're mitzi bekaf, you are stirring it around, so that's a problem. Mabashal kol tzaracha, so Mishabura brings the shita, Beis Shesha brings the shita Sakalboy, which says that even on mabashal kol tzaracha, there is a chashash of hagasa, even though there's no bishul, but there's still an insert of hagasa. So the Mishnah Berurah says so in a case where Kedera is sitting on the fire, there is a shita which is usur to be magus. Okay. If it's off of the fire, the mice of the Mishnah Berurah understands right. It was not al-eish. There's much of the minig is not the machmer on it. Now, Mishmer's lashon is a right to the hakmer by Moshe Kol Tzarchai. Yachmer hagasam amish will hoitzim kaf ein lahakmer klal. Mishmer Kol Tzarchai ve'en al-eish. It sounds like from the Shabura that to be hoitzim kaf al-eish, there is a mokum di machmer. So, Ramosha was asked, in Rider's Chubas, one of the questions he asked him was, so you have a blech, and you have one pot directly over the fire, another pot like next to it. Is there any issue being mitzi b'kaf from the second pot? He says, no. This din is dafka mamash aloish. So even though the Gabi dinim of Chazor, I consider this like it's all being alataner, or alakira, and a lot of movement back and forth. But the Gabi dinim, this din of being mitzi b'kaf, is dafka mamash aloish. Chazanish.
It's a tangential. Going back to that other spot when you turn to Micha.
Needs to be able to do even
if you're a little upset. Or at least until
that. No, it's mutter.
I was just saying that for so it would be Hagasa's motor on that next to the fireplace.
Because not considered Aleish. Even though the Gabi the Dinim of the Sina and the Chazor, it's all we don't down it as two separate Makarim. It's just like that's all the Makam of the Kira. But
everything in Chazor, there's no code between those two Makamas?
No.
So we wouldn't view it as being Smifa.
No. Right. Now, there's a chazanish. Chazanish holds that our blechs are not valid blechs for the purposes of Chazor. He says, Shehiyah, It's not a problem because we're not like Shia. He learns that there's no Indian, that which the Rosh said, Hanukkah Yisrael, the Dukkah Ben Mitzvah Sarnik Shabbos, and therefore we're being summoned come Shita, that one of the Mishnah, that Lahashu Tanan, but Shia is Murta even without Garfa Kotum. That's Mishabura said, that sounds like you should be Ma'akh. No, this is not the Minik Yisrael, it's Murta. The Gabi Shehia, the Gabi Chazorah says, this black is not sufficient. The only type of black which would allow it is it have to be raised off the fire to the point that it's diminishing the fire, etc., etc. So he says, okay, now I have my chalent sitting on, or I have my food sitting on the fire, on the black, on the fire, which I hold on a black. So you take it off, you can't put it back on. You ought to be motzi b'kaf. He says, yeah, you ought to be motzi b'kaf. This chumrah, I'd much rather you be not be mach with this chumrah and be motzi b'kaf, even though it's sitting on. Because Mikra then there's no problems, but Moshe called Tzarech, right? And you're not doing Hagosa Mamish. The Chumra is Hagosa Mamish, but to take it to the Haitzim Kaf Aleish, instead of taking it off, which I hold Mikra then is not a black, and it's a Mamish and Isra to put it back on. So he says you can be Haitzim Kaf in that situation. What you can't do is you can't stir. Okay, now.
I thought
the Kol
was saying this with the
Raisa. What?
I thought the
Kol
was saying this with the
Raisa. That which we are knowing to be Machmer, or that which we're accepting the Chumr to be knowing to be also. Nobody's saying this. Nobody's accepting that it's the Raisa. Okay. If your name is the Kolbo, it is. Yeah. Right. So in a scenario, he says, "Well, you don't have that, don't have another option. You're semich l'kula because mikra din in the psak is not like this kolbo, and it's mikra din is mutter." So scenario, let's say in the teicha taner. So we have this intels that you know you can't do chazara teicha taner. There's an interesting shaila of what's called taking it out and putting it back in. Do you have to take out? Is it mutter as long as you don't take out the whole pot? So they used to make the chalent in these big things inside of the oven. So the Baruch wanted to take the chalent Friday night, so we had a problem. You can't be mitzvah follow age, that you're supposed to be machmer, right? So let's take it out and put it back in. That's osur. So let's take it out partially and then put it back in. Is that acceptable or not? If I recall correctly, the Shiva Kaim said that's not that. He held that wasn't a problem of Chazorah, but Rabbi Hirschfeld was questioned that it's a problem of Chazorah. He says, don't be makar on this sheet over here. I mean, everybody's like, Shiva, you gotta be makar on that sheet, but you know, but Chazorah will be makar on.
What was practically, how were they planning to take it out? Like, what does that mean?
It's the door. You open up the door.
Yeah.
It's a big thing like this.
Okay.
You move it out slowly onto the door. So part of it's still inside the oven. Part of it's on the door.
Part of it's still
on age. Part of it's not.
So
but can you put that part not on age? Can you put it back in? Can you put it back in?
It's a problem on age. So who cares if part of it's not on?
No, that's what they wanted to know. So that part was on a leish. They held that wasn't a problem of a ghost. That's on a leish.
He split the pot in half like that.
Yeah, that's what they were suggesting. I was never involved in it. Halacha l'maisa, for sure not. This story was being presented to the guys that are going in Friday night and taking the chalent and messing up for everybody else because Chazor is to make some food also. So that was happened. The first week, that's what they did.
Did they ask for the food?
They asked for the food for the yeshiva. That was the first week.
You can't
be sent with an
Iran.
So it became a Gansa Garechka. So, what? I'm not saying eitzes. The eitzes was, you know, you can make your own chalent for Friday night. But this is 40 years ago when nobody dreamt of taking chalent on Friday night except for these Meshuggah and Bacharim. Right? Right? There's like all of a sudden, like, somebody chalent Friday night. Who ever heard of chalent Friday night? I'm telling you, 40 years ago, you said eating chalent Friday night, you get a look like you're like strange. Okay? I just understand, you know, it's like. Price will change, yeah. And if you had children on Tuesday, your stomach might push you're going to put you into the state asylum. It's like it's, you know.
No one had leftover
children
on Tuesday.
Leftover children, not new children.
New children.
I took the 8th graders to Williams, you know, when I took them on for the 8th grade trip the first year. So we went to Williams, it's a restaurant. We walked in and there was a guy eating cholent. It was a Tuesday. A mechanic guy, you know, senior guy, mechanic, eating cholent on a Tuesday afternoon. And like the bathroom, like every guy was like, what is he doing? Oh yeah, like, you know, they never heard of such a thing in their life, you know. Now they eat it themselves. Yes. Now,
is the reason that we would not be saying the Chandanam Bidiyavid is because it's not clear if he would include the Tocho?
Yeah, no, that sugya of toicha is not, you know, we don't have the run on that.
Right? I mean, it's
a DNN, though. Okay, so now, a few things. I'm being makel on the hutzah, but I'm being makel on hagosa. So, Ramesh was asked, I want to get the stuff on the bottom. I mean, money might be kept the stuff on the bottom. Is that mutter? Rashi said that's mutter. That's not called a gosa. If you're not going with kavana, the shame hagosa, that's not called a gosa. The cholent is drying out, and I want to pour some. Assuming you're doing it away, which is mutter, to add some water from you're adding water from the samovar into the cholent. But the mice, if you add the water, it sloshes it around, so it's like a gosa. So Shlomo Zalman said, if you do it benachas, do it gently, so it's not a problem. If you pack a pour it in like very very strongly, that's a problem. There, I want it to mix. I want the water to mix with the food. That's what I want. Okay, now, so you're a day of next, right? So we know that putting a cover on the pot is equivalent to Lachas Hagasa, right? So Moshe said, so putting a cover on the pot, Taka goes into the Dinah Hagasa, it's a problem. Shlomo Zalman said, no. Shlomo Zalman was not machmer. You know, it's a case where you have a pot. You have a pot which is on the fire. You want to see if it's fully cooked. So that's not a good idea because it's not fully cooked. You can't put the cover back on. But right. So it's fully cooked. I take it off. There's more problem with karbi shulot. It's not vushel kol tzarchet. It's a problem with karbi shulot. I say, oh, Baruch Hashem, it's vushel kol tzarchet. Put the cover back on. Rashi says you can't. You're doing hagosa. I mean, you can't. If you're being accepting this chumrah of hagosa, but vushel kol tzarchet, you want to take it off of the fire, check it, put the cover back on. Right. So again, if you take it off of the vushel kol tzarchet, you can put it back. Same, assuming that you know your plan is vushel kol tzarchet, etc. It's a good yardaya that when you put something, your pot is boiling over, right? You take the cover off. What happens? You put it back on. What happens? The whole thing goes inside. That's called a ghost. It's like very again in yardaya cases. Okay, one last thing. Right, so I tell you from Moshe. Moshe says that the chumrah of Davar Gush, and more than one last thing, but that's one last thing because that's all I have time for. Davar Gush, putting a lash and istan on a Davar Gush, Moshe said, is mutter, because mikra the lash and istan is mutter. It's only chumrah, and Davar Gush is a machloik, it's a chumrah. So putting a Davar lash and istan on, so putting ketchup on a Davar Gush is mutter. The Mishabur and Kufir Ches. He says that taking shuman shenikbum, you're allowed to put on the tzli. It's not a problem of bishul because it's kranis bashul. Right? Why? I can sell the malo, but it's right. The Yovesh, Kurdish Bash, Amishum, Mishum Bishop. But I thought it had a bit of the Lach. The main on Nick will call the Lach, it's not a Mishapa Bishop. So Mishabur is answering putting the Lach and Itzdanen on your tzli. Because it's a Dover Gush, and that's, unless you're, as I saw one. The contemporary person wants to handle difference between Sli, the din of Davar Gush, that Sli is more chomer than the din of Davar Gush Agadei Bishul. Okay, there's a din about that in Yeridea. But So, if you learn the Mishnah Berurah, like the Mishnah Berurah in Reishon and Gimel, that he holds really Mikir Adin, that Lashon Sadin is a problem, the Mikir Adin, we're passing Yesh Bishal Achar Bishal, so the Mishnah Berurah makes a lot of sense. Right? If you're learning that, like the Rameshah and the Chazon Ish, and then we're, if we're accepting that Psak, the Mikir Adin Bishal Achar Bishal, that's where Rameshah is coming from. It's, since they hold, the Rameshah obviously holds Adin Bishal Achar Bishal Mikir Adin. The holding is a Chumrah, so it's what on a Dabar Gush. So this Mishnah Berurah here might be a Nafkimin of the Maisa. I'll just tell you one cute maysa.